Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Joy of Business Radio. You're with Michelle McDonald, and I am a JCF based in Melbourne, Australia. The topic that asked to come and play today was feel the fear and do it anyway. So what is fear? Fear is everywhere where we stop ourselves with the judgments, projections of others, what they think, what they say, what they do, what we think they think. It's just an absolute rabbit warren. And so I wanted to explore this and actually and delve into it more, just along with what is it, what the effects are, strategies that you can use, and how could you actually use fear to your advantage. So the only person who you should ask to listen to and when you're looking for advice or suggestions with regards to your business is from someone who has succeeded in a business similar to yours that's making the amount of money that you desire to create. That's the only person, not your mum, your friend, someone else who's in a different business, because their judgments are about their industry and it's very specific. And you actually want to be able to ask someone that who's actually stepped and walked through the path that you have and where you are now. And also ask them, like, what showed up for them when they were moving through their business, and what did they change to be able to move through it, over it, and around it? Because sometimes we have fear that just grips us and we feel like we need to smash through something or that we can't get over it. But what if we could actually sneak around it? So fear is actually a destructive implant as well. It's designed to take you out of where you... like you being you and where you're going and the ease that you're creating, and it's putting you into, and it's like diverting your attention and drawing you away. So it's going, no, don't take that path of ease. Here, come over here and follow this path, which I'm going to litter with struggles and doubt, so that you will actually give up and you'll walk away from it. So would you like to pock and pod all the destructive implants, keeping your business from working? Everything that is times of Godzilla, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So what is fear? Like, what is it for you? What sensation is it in your body? What do you perceive happens? What's happening in your head as well as your body, because obviously you're thinking and you feel that you know it. And also, I have a question for you. Is it excitement? Because fear and excitement feel exactly the same in your body. And so everywhere that you've misidentified and misapplied fear, excitement as fear, will you now destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So if you are an infinite being, for what reason would you choose fear? So are you just super aware of everyone around you in an 8-mile radius who's frightened, whether they have a fear of presenting their business, and presenting it to the world, whether I actually like starting their business, whether they're looking at speaking out and speaking about their business. And so there's all these different ways that you can present your business to the world. And the flip side of not speaking out is that you choose not to speak out. People don't know about you. They don't know about your business. You've used that fear to polarize you. We also have, is it fear of turning yourself up, like turning up your intensity of who you are, and feeling like that you're going to alienate yourself because you are so different from anyone else? Could it be that you, and the flip side of that is actually then you turn yourself down. So are you afraid of being discovered, of being found, of being too much, or of not being enough? Are you afraid of being the leader to create a different reality? And what about, are you afraid of being perfect? Are you afraid of not being perfect? Like, there's so many different ways that we use fear to polarize us. So is it fear that you don't know enough, that you aren't the expert, that you have the knowledge of, but because you're not willing to stand up and say, hey, I can help you, or hey, I have that information, then you then rob, you know, someone looking for what you, your knowledge that is you're able to help. Do you feel like a fraud? That's one of those things that for a lot of people is really polarizing. Are you doubting your ability of, yes, I've done all this training, but no, I really don't know enough and I really shouldn't be, you know, launching a business or talking about this to other people? And where else are you doing that in your life? Is it the fear is that you don't know how to reach everyone that you would like to reach and so you're using that to stop you? Is it about, are you buying into the lies of this reality, which says what you must do, how you should do your business, and who you should align yourself with, and are you using that as another way to stop you as well? Or is it that you don't have, you tell yourself that you have no idea and therefore that you can't actually do that because who are you, you know? Is it about stepping up or stepping out or leaping forward? So really take a look at everywhere that you stop yourself and notice what sensations appear in your body. So is it like a fluttering of the heart? Is it a quickening of the breath? Is it the like you physically recoil away from something when you look at it? Is it that you groan? Is it that you know it's there and you're not willing to look at it yet? You'll get to that one day when I have enough courage, when I'm brave enough, I will be able to do that one day. What if you could do it now? And what if you have everything that you need to do it now? And what if you could smash through that fear? So I'd like to ask you, first of all, when you're looking at fear, when it presents itself and it stops you, so like ask yourself, truth, is this mine? And that will give you some clarity of whether actually it is mine and I am buying into this through someone else, someone else's projections and expectations, judgments and rejections, or is it mine that I have seemed to have bought from another lifetime that I've chosen to carry with me? Is it presenting itself for you to have an awareness about it and recognize it and move through it, rather than presenting itself and you backing away from it and just not actually moving through it once again, and therefore you're going to repeat this pattern over and over and over until you actually get it. I'd like to ask, like, so if it is yours, what I tend to do is I just say, okay, for what reason would I choose that? And would I like to destroy and uncreate that now? And if I get a yes, I'm like, okay, great, let's pock and pod that. And I also destroy and uncreate and pock and pod anywhere that I am buying into that. Like, where is that thread that keeps attracting me back to it? Where is that thread that I can undo it? Throw it away, cut it, sever it, whatever it is, so that it is not going to keep reoccurring. Like, I just want to nail it on the head and recognize it, move through it, it's done and dusted and it's gone. And then who does it belong to? So if it isn't yours, who does it belong to? And you may have an awareness of whose it is, and you may not. And it doesn't really matter. The fact that you've recognized it's not yours is actually the, like, that's that contribution that's going to allow you to move forward. So everywhere that it's not yours, but you're buying it as yours, where you're now destroying and uncreate it all. And if it belongs to someone else, then return that to sender. So you can just say return to sender. You can say return to sender with consciousness attached, and you're pretty much done and dusted. For those things that I buy into, and sometimes it's like, okay, yes, actually some of this is mine and some of this is not mine. So then I pock and pod me, and then I return to sender everything that's not mine. And also be aware that anything that you're feeling is not yours. So all of those sensations in your body is the absolute trigger of telling you that, hey, yes, we have this fear, but it's actually not ours. But because it feels so real, you go, well, it must be mine. So I'm going to take that on. So use those body sensations as triggers to help identify everywhere that you are stepping into someone else's reality. And I keep going back to, like, for me, and this is a great question that I've been using a lot lately, is, okay, what is this? And it's just like, okay, and for what reason would I choose that? As an infinite being, for what reason would I choose to operate in fear? Would I use to distract me from where I am going and what my target is? And where else can I change this and move forward? So I'll come back to you after the break.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, and welcome back. You're with Michelle McDonald, JCF, and we are doing Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway today. So the first time that you usually do anything, you either have that fear or excitement in your body. And this is where I talked about in the last segment how fear and excitement feel exactly the same in your body. It's just where you've identified what they are. So it's like, oh, okay, this is going to be fun. So this is definitely excitement. And it's like, and this one is a little bit out of my comfort zone. So I'm going to identify that and label that as fear. So when you buy into the fear, you then live in the cause and effect universe. So you become the effect of everything going on around you. So how much choice do you have when you live in effect? A little? A lot? A megaton? None? So some examples of choices of living in fear is where everywhere that we have, we rotate through our day and we move through our day. So using, like, you could be putting out fires. So that is, that's your fear. So it's just like, okay, well, I would really like to do this, but I'm feeling a little bit afraid about that. So instead, I'm going to put out all the fires that are happening that I can contribute to here. And in actual fact is at the end of the day, when you've done that, you feel exhausted. And secondly, it hasn't been a contribution to you in that. You haven't followed the path that you were looking to follow. By operating at like cause and effect, you're at everyone else's beck and call. So you're not actually choosing what's going to happen in your day, when would you like to do it. You're not asking your business when would it like to do it. You are just following on with that. This is what's happening, and it's a cause and effect. And it's also follows along the lines of fires as well, because then they get thrown at you as well. We also have boundaries. So when you are operating in cause and effect, then you're not defining your boundaries. You are, because you're operating on everyone else's schedule, and so you don't have boundaries for yourself, and you don't have boundaries for other people like friends and family, and then you also don't have boundaries for clients. And then, so that's actually not going to be a contribution for you as well, because you'll end up frustrated that you always seem to be on call. You're always doing everything for everyone else. This isn't contributing to your life. So take a look at that, and everywhere, have a look at everywhere that you yourself are operating in cause and effect. And how expansive is your life when you're operating in cause and effect? Like, for me, it's really contractive. And as I was saying before, that's when you can get frustrated. So what can you choose? So when you're in cause and effect, what can you choose? You can choose to be the effect of everyone else, or you can choose to be the cause of creating and actualizing your life your way. And another thing is, when you're in fear, Do you go into victim mentality? And what I mean by that is that where you suddenly go into, oh, poor me, this has happened to me, I can't believe this has happened to me, and it throws you back into that effect as well. So it just keeps continuing to be this loop that you don't seem to be willing to break out of. So my question for you is, are you willing to move beyond victim? And you can choose to stay there. And we all do it at times. We all we'll be stuck in something and it will be like, oh, wish this wasn't happening, poor me. And then you're like, and then when you get the awareness, don't make yourself wrong for it. Just go, great, thank you for that. It was good to sit in that. Now I see what came up. Now I see how I was operating that. Now what else can I change? What can I change to move out of this? And what can I change so that I can recognize it and identify it quicker next time that it comes around? And so fear puts you into polarity. So every time fear comes up, destroy and uncreate everywhere you've agreed and aligned or resisted and reacted to it. So this is like, if it shows up and you're like, yep, that's definitely fear. Yep, yep. And because of that, I'm not going to do it. Or then you go, oh, geez, man, I've really got a funny feeling. I've got butterflies. I'm frightened to do this. So these are, when you using those, the agreeing and aligning or the resisting and reacting, you actually have no choice. So everywhere that you are resisting and reacting or agreeing and aligning, you're putting yourself into polarity then. And do you really truly get to choose for yourself when you are stuck in that fixed point of view? And my other question is can you create in fear? Can you create from fear? Yes, you can, and no, you can't. So let's go through both ways. So when it's no, that's when you're stuck. It's a distraction. It's you can't put your attention, you won't put your attention to it. You are being distracted to go somewhere else and do something else. And if you choose to then create in when you are in fear, where you're recognizing what's happening and you're not letting it polarize you, you can use it and choose something else to propel yourself forward. So my question for you is, what the hell am I capable of that I've never chosen? And so you can use that when you're stuck in that. It's just like, okay, what the hell am I capable of that I have never chosen? And the other thing about fear is it's actually designed to keep you from looking at you. For you to recognize what your capacities are, for you to choose using your capacities, and also to create and actualize and move beyond that cause and effect. So what do you get when you choose fear? You get polarity, you get stuckness, you get to stay small, you get to remain in mediocrity, you get to let everyone walk all over you, and you also let the universe know that you're not really interested in creating and actualizing your life, you're just giving it lip service. And what would it take to change that? So if you were creating and actualizing your business and life, what would you choose? What would you change? And what would you keep to make that happen? So if you threw everything that you have about your business and your life and you threw it up in the air and you could keep one thing, what would that be? And ideally it'd be the thing that's working. Without having a point of view and knowing that you will change it every 10 seconds, it's no longer working. What would you choose? Like, where would you like to go to from here? And what would you change? And also, what I love about with using, like, being in fear, if you had 10 seconds to live the rest of your life, like, really, would you choose fear? Or would you choose something else? So for what reason do you choose fear to stop you in everyday life when you're not operating in 10 seconds? And so everywhere that you're not operating in awareness, that you're operating on autopilot, that you're operating in cause and effect, and everywhere that you are not choosing your life and the creation and the actualization of your life because you're allowing fear to polarize you, will you now destroy an uncreditable? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So when you are stuck in that fear, like look at it and go, okay. And you can, you know, you can grab it by the edges as well. And you can go, okay, if I were creating and actualizing my business and my life, what would I choose? And then take a look at that. And then you can go, okay, for what reason am I choosing to remain stuck? For what reason am I choosing to remain in mediocrity? Where would I like to go with this? Because a question empowers and a conclusion disempowers. So everywhere that you are choosing to disempower you, will you now destroy an uncreditable? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. You know, the mantra of access is all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Even when you are in a situation where you feel fearful, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Great. What is this? Okay, let's move through it. Let's move through it with ease. Let's move through it with simplicity. Let's not get stuck up in what everything is stopping us, you know? And let's move forward. And stop making fear significant. Why would you put attention on fear? Like, and put all your energy there when you could actually be putting your energy on creating and moving beyond it and actualizing beyond it, because we can create and we can think and we can stay in our head. But what steps are we actually taking to move beyond it? Move, how do we move around it? Dr. Dane here, I love this. He says, when a dragon comes up to a wall, what does it do? It torches a motherfucker and walks on through, or it steps over, or it flies over it. Whereas we walk up to a wall and we try and reason with it. So we walk up to that fear and try and reason with the fear. So let's change that. Let's just blast through it.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, and welcome back to Joy of Business Radio. You are with JCF, Michelle McDonald, and we are doing Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. So I have another question for you. Are you addicted to fear? And are you addicted to the drama and trauma that surrounds fear and everything that it creates? And everything that is, would you like to destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So I wonder what's available to you if you choose beyond fear. And how do you choose beyond fear? You ask a question. It's as simple as that. If you don't know what question to ask, what question can I ask is a terrific question. It allows you to stop looping, shift your mindset, it's that real switch like you go. It allows you to change in an instant, be in that 10 seconds and go, okay, great. What question can I ask here? What can I choose that I've not yet considered? The questions are limitless. Or by asking a question, you'll have an awareness of what the next question is that you can ask. So that's why that question, what question can I ask, is brilliant within itself. So every time you have fear come up, destroy and uncreate all the distractor implants holding that in place. And poc and pod at all. So good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So every time that you notice that fear comes up before you do anything else, you can say, okay, poc and pod, all the distractor implants holding that in place. And then from there, you can then move into more questions. So these are just some different strategies that to help you move through fear. And another question, and you're going to love this one because I'm going to ask you, what potency are you refusing when you buy into fear and doubt you are choosing? Everything that is times of Godzilla and destroyed and created all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. What potency are you refusing when you buy into fear and doubt you are choosing? Everything that is times of Godzilla and will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And what potency are you refusing when you buy into fear and doubt you are choosing? Everything that is times of Godzilla, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. I want you to take a look at how can you use your business, your work, your business, everything that you do to change people's realities. So you could look at it and go, okay, well, if this is the case, what would I choose? And changing people's realities is you showing up as you. It could be leaving a tip for someone. It could be giving someone a free movie ticket. It could be lending someone a book that they've had trouble finding and they can't get it. There are so many different ways. It could be just a hug. It could be the kindness of your words. You are your business, and just by being you, that's changing people's realities. So some other things that you can do to move through fear. So you can take a look at it. You can eat the frog and stop procrastinating. If you don't know what Eat the Frog is, Brian Tracy has a book and it's called Eat That Frog. And so usually what happens is the thing that we fear doing the most is the thing that we procrastinate on. So we sit there and we think about it all day. We don't do anything about it. It's consuming all of our bandwidth and our headspace. And you get to the end of the day and you haven't been productive because you didn't get done you know, all the things that you wanted to, because you kept thinking about this end thing that had you in fear that you kept putting off. So if you do that thing that you fear the most first thing in the day, then that gives you the spring and the bounce and that excitement to move forward and embrace the day, because you do it and you actually realize, I didn't die, I'm still alive, I haven't been struck by lightning, my whole life didn't fall apart. It's just like you took a breath and you did it. So definitely eat that frog and stop procrastinating. You can ask, who else or what else can I add to my life and my business? It could be something that it may not be fun for you. So let's say it's like copywriting or social media, or it could be taxes, whatever it is. So it's not fun for you. And then you tend to then build up you keep building up this energy around it, and then it starts to become fearful and you just procrastinate more and more. So what if you could add someone to your business that this would be fun for, that's easy for them, that they could knock it over in half an hour, where it's taking you 2 hours to sit around and think about it. If you take one step, it gives you the encouragement to take another. And Dr. Dane here, you know, often says, whenever you're stuck and, you know, whenever you feel fear, take two more steps. Because what we're asking for is just around the corner. What's showing up is everything that we're not willing to have, willing to have and receive, so that we can then have exactly what we've been asking for. So it could be, what information do I need here? Like, okay, yes, this fear's polarized me. Why is it polarized me? Okay, I'm nervous about speaking in front of a group. Okay, great. Where can I go and practice? Can I join a local group at debating or Toastmasters or anything like that? Where can I start small and start building my skills? Can it be a networking event, a women's networking event, where the groups are sometimes smaller and more intimate? Love this one. Who does it belong to? So that takes you automatically out of buying that as yours and buying into that fear. So it's like, okay, great, who's it belong to? So once again, return that to sender. And also you can have a look and see, is there an expectation around this? Like, so if you have a vested outcome of, let's say you're going to be speaking at an event as an example, you have a vested outcome that you're going to speak at this event. You're going to get people who just want to subscribe to your database. Then they're going to buy your products. They're going to be coming to any workshops that you do. That's a vested outcome, and you already have an expectation of what's going to occur, and you've already concluded what the end result is. And there's no there's no choice in that. Whereas if you are asking with questions, then there is choice available to you. Be willing to say what is, so people can see what it is and have a different choice. And so for you, you can go, okay, great. That's fear. Okay, I have got fear. And when you're willing to recognize it, then you can choose to move beyond that and have a different choice. When you just go, oh my God, oh, I'm so scared of doing that, and you just turn around and run the other way, there's no choice in that. You can't move through it. It's going to be even harder the next time you do it, because then you've just added more energy onto that. And I also wanted to ask, like, what part of someone else's point of view is a question? I really want you to take a look at that. When someone tells you their point of view of what something is, and let's go back to that, we shouldn't be listening to anyone else unless they've actually done what we are doing and are earning the money that we desire to earn. So what part of someone's point of view is a question? Like, is there a question there, or are they just giving you everything? They're just giving you their fear and they're projecting everything at you. So fear is a lower harmonic that keeps you from total perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving. And for what reason would you choose to play at that lower level? Now, also, are you willing to be the gift of prophet? So I was listening to something yesterday, and it was a clip on being the gift of the prophet. So if you're not willing to be the gift of prophet, then how can the universe, your business, or other people contribute to you? So prophet is a gift of everything, more business, more fun. And you can't receive anything. Sorry, you can't receive anything if you don't reject it. So everywhere that you are, like, so with fear, then you are rejecting doing whatever it is. You then can no longer be and receive the gift of prophet. And so you cannot be that gift of prophet for someone else as well. A couple of different things just to explore there. And I have also, I really get you to take a piece of paper out and ask yourself these questions. So what does fear mean to me? And delve into it. You can ask yourself, who am I being here? So when I am polarized by fear, who am I being? Am I being me as, you know, a six-year-old being told off, or a three-year-old? Am I being a 20-year-old being scolded in my first job? And are you refusing to be you? So when you go into fear, are you refusing to be you? And then ask, am I choosing for me here? Am I choosing for the business, my business or my work here? And so this is like, it's not like I'm choosing for that and it doesn't include me. It's like, am I choosing with the business, and are we creating what we know is possible? You can ask, what does the business require? And also, what do I require? So that you're working together in a co-creation and a collaboration. So what does fear mean to me? Who am I being here? Who am I refusing to be? So am I refusing to be me? Am I choosing for me here? Am I choosing for the business here? What does the business require? And what do I require? And see how you go with that.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, and welcome back to OM Times Joy of Business Radio with Michelle McDonald, JCF. We are going through Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And this last part of the show, I would like to go through how you can actually use fear to your advantage. So first of all, my first question to you is, are you willing to manipulate yourself? And then secondly, are you willing to manipulate others? So what I mean by manipulating yourself, what do you have to say, or what question can you ask to trick yourself into choosing something different? Rather than staying in our head, I can't do this, I can't do that, this isn't going to work, and concluding, if you know that if you have a particular target, what carrot can you dangle in front of you to entice you to actually jump in and finish it? Is it that you know that you'll have, you know, these projects coming in, and would you like to be able to spend some money on some new clothes? Or would you like to buy some jewelry? Would you like to take a holiday? Would you love to go away for a weekend? Would you like to go and dine out at a 5-star restaurant without the guilt? Where are you willing to manipulate yourself? Like, what could you put in place? I also love manipulating others. Like, what is something that you know that they can do it? They're not choosing it, but because they haven't bought into it. So what is it that you could change that allows them to see the bigger picture and the contribution they are, that they will want to jump in with both feet first? I also like using the real switch. So whether you stand there and click your fingers and go, okay, let's switch now. Like, you, it's like learn to switch, you know, on a dime. And, you know, it's just like, okay, this isn't working. I'm stuck in fear. Do the real switch. Okay, if I could create my life and my business, what would I choose? And another thing that I was listening to Gary Douglas, and he was saying that we don't like it to be so easy. We've chosen the hard path. We like it to be difficult because we've misidentified and misapplied that everywhere it's easy and it's not difficult, and we haven't had a struggle, then we're not living. So everything that is times of God's enemy, destroyed, and created all, good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So everywhere that we are choosing the hard road, the struggle, the difficulty, because unless we're doing that, we're not living. We are now destroyed, and created all, right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And then I also have, what jails are you using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared for the creation of fear as the elimination and destruction of you, your capacities, your business, and your life are you choosing? Everything that is times a godzillion where you destroy and uncredit all, right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So what jails are you using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared for the creation of fear as the elimination and destruction of you, your capacities, your business, and your life are you choosing? Everything that is times of God's healing, we now destroyed and creditor. Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And for jails are the way that we create our life as though we're in jail. So they're the judgments, the lies that people use to control you. The agendas, which are the points of view that run your life without you choosing, many of them are hidden. The inventions, so something that you make up. And the lies that you tell yourself that isn't true. So if you live from lies, you cannot receive. E equals MC squared is evil equals mediocrity times corruption squared. And that's the unconsciousness and anti-consciousness that we're choosing. That's treating people the way you think you're supposed to. And another thing, it's another lower harmonic. It's a lower common denominator. And it's where you find justifications for what you will do, won't do, or choose to do. And corruption is where you think that everything must always diminish or come less. So what jails are you using to create the dominance of E equals MC squared for the creation of fear as the elimination and destruction of you, your capacities, your business, and your life are you choosing? Everything that is times of God's lingering, destroying, and creditor. Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beans. And I also have, what construct of miraculous being, creation, and embodiment are we now capable of choosing, actualizing, manifesting, and using to construct a new physical reality, a new mental reality, and a new boundless and limitless reality based on infinite possibilities? Everything that is times of God's lineage, destroyed, and creditor. Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what miraculous future are you creating and instigating that you're not acknowledging? Everything that is times of God's name, we destroy it and credit all. Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And wow, I'm going to do those two again. So what construct of miraculous being, creation, and embodiment are we now capable of choosing, actualizing, manifesting, and using to construct a new physical reality, a new mental reality, and a new boundless and limitless reality based on infinite possibilities? Everything that is times Godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds? And what miraculous future are you creating and instigating that you're not acknowledging? Everything that is times Godzillion, will you now destroy and uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds? So what miraculous future are you creating and instigating, but then you're using fear to stop you from having that actualized? Like, it's the insanity of this reality. I also have, what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about denying being the catalyst you truly are and truly be, that would be, that if you would be it, would allow you to interact with every moment of every day as a source of change and possibility? Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about denying being the catalyst you truly be, that if you would be it, would allow you to interact with every moment of every day as a source of change and possibility? Everything that is times of Godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate all? Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So if you are that catalyst of change that you truly be, for what reason would you choose fear to stop you? And anywhere that you notice that fear is stopping you, then take a look and say, look at it and go, okay, how can I get around this? Because sometimes over, under, through, just mentally is harder to comprehend. And if you can get around it, you can sneak in the back door and change it. And comfortable distance. This came up as well when I was thinking about this. Comfortable distance is not having total receiving. So everywhere that you're choosing comfortable distance over feeling the fear and doing it anyway, you destroy it on credit all. Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And also when you choose fear, you're not committing to your life. And if you, and really have a look at it, because if you go, okay, am I committing to your life? And you're like, okay, do I get a little bit or a lot? And if you get like, okay, 20%, less than 20%, if you get that, then you have the reason and justification for failing, for things not turning out, because you didn't really commit anyway. If you are up, if you get up to 50%, so you're like 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, if you get to 50 and above, which is phenomenal, you then, you get to, you choose and you begin to have total choice in everything that you do. And everywhere that you are not choosing a reality beyond this reality, we now destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So when you choose something that has never existed before, you open up a space in this reality where there was no space, and you become that which changes everyone you come in contact with. So who wouldn't want to be that? Like, so your choice opens up a space of possibility that everybody else on the planet can now choose. So if you choose fear, guess what? Everyone else is going to choose fear as well. And my final one, so everywhere you fear being judged, flip this. And what do I mean by that? For every, Gary Douglas says, for every judgment you receive, you make 5,000. For every judgment you align and agree with, you lose 10,000. So what would you rather choose? I'm like, cha-ching, bring it on, baby, judge me. You know, like it's just like, okay, I'm not going to let this stop me anymore. I'm going to move through this. I'm going to choose beyond fear, because by doing this, I'm that catalyst of change for someone else to choose beyond fear. And so everywhere that you're refusing to be that, we now destroy and create it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And we are coming up to the end of our time. And I want to say thank you so much. Let Joy Business, let Simone know what changed for you listening to these shows. Have a terrific day.